Ukraine security issue.
August 13th is the 171st day of Ukraine holding its defense against Russian invaders. Today, the Ministry of Defense reported that the combat frontline in Ukraine extends along 2,500 kilometers. Fighting continues in the east of the country and active combat has shifted to the south. The Russian army has concentrated its efforts on establishing full control over territories in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions and maintaining control over temporarily occupied areas of the Kherson, Kharkiv, Zaporizhia and Mykolaiv regions. Over the past 24 hours, more than 100 facilities, including residential buildings, schools and factories, have been damaged in the Donetsk region. The occupiers deployed aviation and opened artillery fire on over 10 settlements. Numerous casualties have been reported, among them children. The Russians are constantly shelling and trying to assault Ukrainian positions in the Luhansk region to no success. Continued strikes are also being launched upon areas located near the Russian border in the region of Sumy. 193 explosions have been reported over the past day. Buildings have been damaged and crops lost. Missiles have been launched in the city of Kharkiv and other cities and villages in the region. Residential houses and farming facilities were on fire. 4 civilians, including a teenager, were hospitalized. Thousands of occupying military units were relocated to the south of Ukraine. These constitute thousands of fighters and hundreds of pieces of equipment. According to Serhiy Kuzan, chairman of the Ukrainian Security and Cooperation Center, the Russian military command was ordered to seize the initiative from the armed forces of Ukraine and launch a counterattack. This would require the Russian military forces to set up new fire positions and to enhance their logistics, says the expert. But the occupiers are short on time. In the meantime, Ukrainian subdivisions are consistently destroying the occupiers' logistics centers. Here is Serhiy Kuzan.
Успішний наступ наших військ на півдні зумовив і змусив росіян до стрімкого перекидання.
Our successful offense in the south forced the Russians to relocate a significant part of their forces there. Now, the Russian forces are mostly concentrated in the south. Our armed forces elicited a reaction from the Russians. They hastily threw their military into unknown territory, where the Ukrainian armed forces are holding the initiative. This serves as evidence of good military tactics on the part of the Ukrainian command. We have no choice but to fight the enemy, be it in the south or the east. Therefore, it's best to do it on our terms, said Serhiy Kuzan.
І саме нам задавати темп і тон цієї війни.
The Russians continue shelling areas near Nikopol and Kryvyi Rih in the Dnipropetrovsk region. Over the past day, they deployed Grad multiple launch rocket systems, striking thousands of apartment houses and private houses, a kindergarten, gas and electricity networks. Yesterday's rocket attack on Zaporizhia killed at least one person and injured two. Civilian infrastructure has been damaged. More Russian strikes on the Zaporizhian nuclear power plant have been reported. The situation remains dangerous in Enerhodar, where the nuclear power plant is located. The city mayor has called upon the residents to avoid leaving their homes due to a risk of provocations by the occupiers. According to the Defense Intelligence of the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine, the Russian occupiers are preparing provocations under the Ukrainian flag. For this reason, they drove a Pion self-propelled heavy artillery unit marked with a white Z symbol to the entrance of Enerhodar and raised the national Ukrainian flag over it. In preparation for creating propagandistic content, the occupiers brought 2 buses full of people who are to play the roles of local residents and staff. Ukrainian intelligence reports that the actual personnel and locals refused to partake in such stagings. Ukraine demands for international security control over the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, urging International Atomic Energy Agency experts to visit and the Russian forces to depart. These demands were set forth multiple times in numerous addresses to the International Atomic Energy Agency, United Nations, and at the recent United Nations Security Council that Russia convened, trying to blame the Ukrainian armed forces for the shelling of Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and the concomitant risks. The Ukrainian government considers that sanctions against Rosatom and the ban on issuing Schengen visas to Russian citizens are instrumental in pressuring Russia. In a video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said it would be fair to resort to visa limitations for the Russians.
Після усього, що окупанти наробили в Україні, може бути тільки одне ставлення до Росії як до держави терориста.
After all the torment the occupiers have brought to Ukraine, Russia can be treated only as a terrorist state. From this perspective, it is important to define our attitude to Russian citizens. I thank the Czech Republic, the Baltic states and other countries who brought the terrorist state visa issue to official levels. We need a guarantee that Russian murderers and supporters of terrorism shall not have access to Schengen visas. Hence, the visa limitations for Russian citizens are fair. All defenders of European values should support the ban, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Several European countries have responded to Zelensky's call, with Estonia, Finland, Latvia and Lithuania are insisting that Russians be banned from receiving visas across the whole territory of the EU. Also in Estonia, two Russian journalists had their visas revoked due to their work for the Russian propaganda. Their Schengen visas were issued by Italy and Finland. They entered as tourists but were working for the Russian propaganda, reports Delphi agency. The journalists were detained near Tallinn and deported with a 3-year EU entry ban. According to Bloomberg Economics, international sanctions and the war against Ukraine have set Russian economy back 4 years in the first quarter after the full-scale invasion. Considering the lost output, GDP is now roughly equivalent to its size in 2018. Sanctions over the war against Ukraine disrupted trade and threw industries like car manufacturing into paralysis while consumer spending seized up. The standoff over energy shipments to Europe raises new risks for the economy. Monthly declines in oil output will start as soon as in August, according to the International Energy Agency, which predicts Russia's crude production will decline about 20% by the start of the next year, reports Bloomberg Economics.